This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a happy Monday morning to you. Oh, what a busy weekend I had. I was helping out my friend Vanessa because her sister's dog got sick, ate something bad, had to help her get to the vet. Sister's name is Emily. Emily wound up embarrassing Dad. Dad was blushing as he helped her with a $2,000 vet bill. Had to call. Dad, I need money. My dog sick. Well, the dog ate something. And when Dad showed up to the rescue, well, what did the dog eat? The vet, straight face, her thong, and it got tied up in her stomach there.
Oh.
Dad's like, really, you wear those things? He starts blushing. Dad, I'm 22. Yes, I do wear those things. Maybe you shouldn't. Look at it. Cost me a lot of money helping your dog.
Oof.
Yeah. Imagine that. Dad, he starts suggesting, you know, the full pair of underwear, the granny panty, and everyone's just like rolling in the office. Dad was very serious. He's like, this cost me $2,000.
He thought they were less likely to get eight.
Yes.
Take up a little bit more room.
Yes. Stop it. Wear those. It's affecting your dog. Oh, my goodness. Luckily, the dog's going to be all right, in case you're wondering. Dog's going to be fine. But yeah, you got to be careful. They'll get into anything. They'll eat anything. And Dad was surprised and blushing at the same time, but he did help out. Breaking out the old credit card there. Swipe. 92.5 WBEE. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bo, producer Hope. TJ taking today and tomorrow off. Morgan's in town, her daughter. They're preparing for the wedding. They got a lot of meetings to go to. You know, Mama's trying to do it right. Helping out. TJ's rolling up her sleeves. Can't wait to hear the update when she gets back on Wednesday. Congratulations. Didn't you win some awards on Saturday night?
Thank you. I did at the Determined to Rise Gala. Okay. I was over at Harrow East, put on by the Next Level Collective, and I was a finalist for the People's Choice Awards, but they gave us a heads up that there was some spelling errors, and I just assumed maybe it was names. The bracelet was engraved. It was supposed to say Determined to Rise, like the name of the gala.
Like you're a rising star in the community.
Yes.
Okay.
It said Determinated to Rise.
Oh, boy. Determinated to Rise. They need spell check at this awards place.
They were like, we swear up and down, we sent the correct spelling to, they ordered them on an Etsy shop. They're like, we sent the correct spelling. It was whoever's in charge of the engraving machine at the bracelet store, whatever.
Oh,
who,
no.
Apparently that machine does not have spell check.
It needs it. Because you were also saying there were some other awards where awards had two W's in it. Even me, a bad speller, knows awards only has one W in it. So there were some, wow, mistakes there on the awards. But still, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are they going to get you a new one? Or do you got to like try to figure out how to change it yourself there with some white? You can't do a white out on engraved. Hopefully, they'll get you some new ones there.
Yeah, huh? They let us know at the beginning of the night. They're like, just so you know, there's a couple errors. We double checked. We're going to be getting new ones. We'll let you know the process.
Has that ever happened to you before, the spell check on something that everybody could see?
I had a custom shirt that was given to me as a gift when I was in middle school. I was a big tree hugger. She got me a shirt that said, I hug trees. You're jealous. You're and jealous. were both spelled incorrectly. It was Y-O-U-R, and then jealous was L-U-S.
How about you? Did you have a spell check, embarrassing moment, an award show, a presentation, making a t-shirt or some crafts, and oops? We've heard the stories about the ink tattoos being spelled wrong. You got to be careful with that.
No regerts, not even a letter.
Please, always quadruple check spelling on everything. Also, is tipping getting out of control? Something else happened to you that Saturday night where tipping, do you have to do it for everything? We'll get into that next. 92.5 WBEE, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. Once again, congratulations, winning award Saturday night there, Hope. And at the festivities, the big event, you notice tipping's getting a little out of control.
Yeah, we were in the bathroom, and some bathrooms at event spaces will have like a powder room area for you to go through, like cleanups, not necessarily in like the regular bathroom area.
Gotcha, okay.
So my friend was waiting for me, and she's wearing a suit, dressed up, and this woman's taking selfies. So she goes over, offers to take the woman's picture. Instead of her just taking some mirror selfies, she's hyping her up, getting her to take some great pictures. Well, the woman tries to tip her, thinking she's the bathroom attendant. She was just in there waiting for me to finish up.
Did she take the tip?
She did not take the tip.
Imagine that. I've taken so many pictures of strangers. Wow. Could be a side hustle. People are really starting to tip. But I've never thought of that. I've always just tried to help them out so they get the good shot. And I'm the guy that's like, all right, ready? One, two, three, smile. Here we go. Jackpot! Hey! Tequila! Try to get them to smile. Mm-hmm. And then I'll look to make sure it's not blurry or everybody's eyes are open. I'm like, hey, we should really take it again. And then I'll shoot up, down. So I take care of that chin shot there to make everybody look better. I actually try to take a great shot for people. But I've never asked for a tip. And I've never expected a tip.
Yeah. On my cruise, there was a family waiting patiently for someone. They said they'd been waiting for 10 minutes for someone like me to walk by. They're like, you're the first person who's walked by who looks capable of taking a picture of our family.
I hope you took that as a compliment. And what are the other characters walking by? Can't take a simple picture? Come on. WBEE. Luke Combs loves being a dad. Oh, he just loves it with his sons around. He doesn't care what they want to do or what they say. He's always ready to play with them and engage when he's off the road. Now, over the weekend, Hope, one of your friends, well, she considered it a compliment because it came from her kid.
Yeah, we were at this gala on Saturday, all dressed up. We were so excited going back and forth about what we were going to wear. She comes in, she has a black, kind of like tufted fabric, shimmery black dress. She told me that her five-year-old, when she was getting dressed up, getting ready to go out of the house, goes, Mama, you look like garbage.
Because it looked like a hefty garbage
bag. Looked like a hefty garbage bag.
In his eyes, the five-year-old looking up. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's you got to take it as a compliment because it came from a kid.
She said he had hearts in his eyes. Yeah. It was the most loving tone. Mama, you look like garbage.
That's funny. Well, she took it as a compliment from her five-year-old. She didn't change the dress. And you showed me it is a pretty dress, but I could see from a five-year-old what they're thinking there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, garbage could look like a garbage bag. How about your kids? 585-252-WBEE. Have they ever said something they meant well? You know they did. It had to be a compliment because it was from your kid. But it wasn't exactly a compliment if it came from someone else. Oh, no. Someone said you look like garbage. Oh, she would have took that bad. But from her five-year-old, cool. Has it ever happened to you? 252-9233.
Hey, but we've got Courtney from Perry on line three.
Hey, Courtney. So we're talking about it must be a compliment because your kids said it.
So I have three daughters, and my oldest daughter did my makeup one day. And my youngest daughter, so endearing, goes, "Oh, Mom, she got the old off your face." So endearing. Like, she was so genuine about it. I was like, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's got to be a compliment because it's from your kid.
Yep.
And how old was she?
She is four.
Oh, great. What's her name?
Yeah, her name is Georgia.
Georgia means well, Mama. Thanks for sharing.
Yes. You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
92.5 WB, Trace Atkins there. He's on tour with Blake Shelton right now. It's the Friends and Heroes tour. And last week, to kick it all off, Blake Shelton's on stage. Come here, big boy. Let me give you a kiss. Trace is like backpedaling. And Blake Shelton's just that funny guy. Come here. Take it all. And he kisses him. And oh, my goodness. The crowd erupts because they're just having fun on stage. Mm-hmm. They are BFFers. And that's Blake. You never know. He's like that fun uncle. He's ready to surprise you. He wants to make you laugh. He wants to entertain you. 3 seconds, like, no. All right. All right, we're done. Okay, we're done with that.
You know who's having fun in Rochester this weekend? Jimmy Fallon popped up.
Jimmy Fallon.
I got a text Saturday night. Jimmy Fallon has been seen in Rochester. Keep an eye out for him. So I did not get to personally run into him in my travels on Saturday, but he popped over at Mulconnery's in Fairport. Sounds like he's friends with the owner. Okay. He's popped up there before, but sometimes you never know. Sometimes Jimmy Fallon just pops up in Rochester. He loves it up here.
Yeah, we got some text saying he was singing, jumping on stage, just doing his thing. Just like Blake Shelton, always wants to have fun. Brings the F-U-N. Jimmy Fallon, too. If I'm here, I'm not just going to sit in a corner and sip on a drink. No, let's start singing, everybody. Let's get on stage. So if you caught any of that, let us know. 585-252-WBE. And by the way, Jimmy Fallon, you're invited. You have an open invitation to be on the B-Morning Coffee Club anytime you're in town. Problem is, he sneaks out on a Saturday night. We're not on the air, but right. You get out here early, buddy. Come on. And there's a new fitness challenge that might be able to help you be healthier, tighten up a little bit.
It sounds daunting, but when you break it down day by day, I think it's achievable. It's a challenge to do a 100-mile march. So to walk 100 miles in the month of March, which works out to be about 3.25 miles a day. And we're only a couple days in, so we're not too far behind.
And I believe if you do 10,000 steps a day, that equals about 5 miles, doesn't it? Give or take? Yeah, I think 10,000 steps, 5 miles a day. Because they say 2,000 steps for each mile. I love walking. We're going to be a little bit warmer this week, so I'm ready to get out and about. Where's your favorite place to get your march on?
When March hits, I love going to Highland Park, which if you usually just go for Lilac Fest, you may not know that there's flowers that usually start blooming around March there. So the weather's nice. They've got a lot of like beautiful ground flowers. Like it doesn't even look like grass. It's like all blue in this one section. So I think I'm gonna be hitting there. There's some hills. You can walk as much as you want to going through a loop.
I love Turning Point. Get on the boardwalk a little bit there. Yeah, love Turning Point. You look over the railing, see the little turtles. Hello, turtles. I'm trying to get my march on. Yeah. Cobbs Hill, another one I like.
Oh, yep.
You know, some people, though, work and they walk a lot. Like, my wife's into retail. She'll put in 20,000. I've seen her put in 30,000 steps. Like, she looks at her phone, how many steps she put in, or her watch. Where do you work that you put in your 10,000 plus? You don't have to go walking. You might get your march on in March really quick. Because are we trying for this 100 miles in March?
I think it's doable.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to go for it?
Are you going to do it with me?
I'm ready to do it. Now, TJ's out today. She's helping out her daughter get some wedding plans together. She does not like to walk or hike. She when we talk about it, she's like, no thanks. I got Bridgerton to watch. She's getting her own miles in, watching, binge watching. But how about you? Is there a job that you just get a ton of steps in? You don't have to worry about doing that extra 10,000. What do you do? I'm curious. What profession is getting all the steps in? We're talking about what profession gets the steps in the most. Nurses, a lot of those get in on our text line, 585-252-WBEE. And teachers, constantly moving. Teachers and nurses, who else gets in their steps at work? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're talking about the new March for March. It's 100 miles in March. Could you do that? They say, get your 10,000 steps in a day. You can pull it off. Bert, Orange Theory in Pittsburgh, thanks for checking in and making us part of your morning routine. He goes, 10,000 steps is really like an hour of walking. Just think about that. An hour of walking. Get in those steps.
This texter saying, programmers walk the parking lot all day running code in their head and then come back and finish it.
Wow, we already talked about teachers and nurses. How about UPS, mail carriers, Amazon? Walk, 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 walk in. They are getting it. getting it on the job. They don't have to do it after work. In fact, they don't want to think about it. We even got one here. I was in shipping and receiving all day long, working out. Couldn't imagine doing anything else. Girl power. Oh, there you go. Probably in great shape. Maybe I need a side hustle, shipping and receiving, like her, checking in. Thank you so much. New challenge for March, do 100 miles in March. March, 100 miles in March, and if you do about 10,000 steps a day, that should be absolutely no problem. Many professions you get in those steps. On our text line, nurse walking the floor during a 12-hour shift usually gets in about 19,000 steps. So you're not worried about walking after work. No way. How about this one? Anyone with a commercial air seat, every time the seat bounces on your fitness watch there or your phone, it counts as a step. Laugh out loud. Well, that's kind of cheating the system. But I will say, over the summer, I was with Steve. We're out on a boat, and I'm like, look at this. Overachieving today, fitness-wise. The vibration of the boat was giving me all kind of steps. I was like, 50,000 steps. Probably only took about 500. Walking onto the boat, walking off. But the vibrations gave me all those steps.
Meanwhile, if you're going grocery shopping, make sure that your hand, if you've got a watch or a ring on that's tracking your steps, that you've got it to your side, and it's going back and forth while you're walking. Otherwise, it's not moving while you're holding the cart. It's not going to count any of your steps at the grocery store.
I did not realize that. That's a good little tip there. If you're putting in the steps, you want them counted. So holding onto a shopping cart, it doesn't pick it up. Interesting. Now you know. I think it's so funny when we figure out how to work these apps that we have on our phone and on our watches to make it look like we're actually walking more. I said the vibration of a boat I was on this summer made it look like I did 50,000 plus steps. I really didn't. Not even close, but it was the vibrations. Another texter said, yeah, if you have it on, you know, the window when you're in an air seat and the vibrations make you're doing all that. Here are the latest texter coming in. Yeah, the apps. Take a shower and just move your arms. It thinks you're swimming, like you're fake stroking. Oh my! We all work the opportunity to get more. It's for our health, these apps. We're not supposed to scam them. I've never thought of that. The stroke, the freestyle, or the backstroke when you're in a shower makes it feel like you're swimming. You know what? I'm going to try it just because they suggested. I want to see if it really works like that. WBEE. We're talking about walking for health reasons. Some do it just on the job. They don't have to walk after work.
This texter saying, my name's Lee and I work for Leonard's at Pactiv in Canandaigua, driving a yard truck. And every few minutes I have to walk to the back of the truck to open or close doors. That's a lot of steps.
Yeah. Let us know how many you're getting in today and have a great day. Sean's in front of the computer all day. He ain't walking that much, but thanks for listening, Sean. We appreciate it. On the same note, accountants, we're in front of a computer 8 to 12 hours a day. We're not moving that much. So you got to get up and stretch a little bit. It's not good to sit that long.
Have you seen the walking pads for people who are at like standing desks and they're walking while they're working?
I've seen them online, but I've never tried it. Have you ever tried one?
I've not. I bought a treadmill desk to bring to the gym, and I was like, okay, like I'll bring my laptop, I'll work on some things and walk, because that seemed easier than getting a walking pad. But like, I can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Not a good idea.
So I was like, I don't know that this is going to be as good of an idea as I think it is.
I'm going to hurt myself. 92.5 WBEE. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bo. This is Joanne Ryan from Ronald McDonald House. How are you?
Great. Happy Monday morning. What's going on? Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester.
Well, we are just calling in to say good morning for our B family and tell everybody that we have 20 days left for our Shamrock Shake campaign. So we're hoping that the community comes out and supports.
Because when you buy a Shamrock Shake, there's a portion of it that goes back to you guys taking care of the families year round.
That's right. 25 cents from every shake that's sold comes back to the house right here in Rochester to help our families.
Well, thank you for reminding us. So 20 more days, take advantage. We are in March. We're just talking about the March in March, 100 miles. Maybe if you're going to enjoy a Shamrock Shake, you should walk to your nearest McDonald's.
There we go. And I think it was Hope that was saying you have to have your arm down when you're pushing the cart, but really two hands for those end caps, because I've seen some of them be taken out with one hand. So, that's a reminder. So.
And when you do accidentally hit those and they go down, you're looking around, who did it? Yeah, it was you.
Yeah.
All right, Joanne, thank you so much. Shamrock Shake still going on at your favorite local McDonald's, take advantage, and it gives back.
And our very, very favorite thing to say to the B family and to our owner operators, thank you, they are forever and founding partners, and they have been with us for 50 years, 35 years locally for our impact here, but truly, it's the community that helps to make this magic happen. So thank you, everyone who buys a Shamrock Shake or rounds up every time they go through a drive-thru or in the store. Thank you, love you guys so much. Have a great Monday.
92.5 WB, it's your B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowe, producer Hope, and we're talking about the year. We're already into March. Time is flying for me. Can you sum up 2025 in five words or less? Richie from Greece.
Work, snow, work, snow, work.
There you go. That's five words. I got you. Working a lot and a lot of snow.
I'm saying bring back the sunshine.
Oh, that's your five words or less? Bring back the sunshine. There you go.
Since I started thinking about it, the sun has popped out down here in High Falls. So
we're spreading the good vibes. We're trying to talk Mother Nature into being sunnier. Here's my five words or less summing up the year so far. Stop peeing in the house. It's for my fur babies. Mm. It's so cold. I come home sometimes with surprise. I don't blame you. It's cold outside. Sometimes I walk in, and I'm not paying attention. They go right there on the floor. I'm like, really? Dad, it's cold. Yeah, I know. My fur babies.
Rob said, resolutions lasted a whole week.
Oh, okay. How about you? Can you sum up the year so far? Five words or less. Good morning.
My day needs more time.
My day needs more time. I feel like that sometimes. Just going fast. How about you? Five words or less. You could do it on our Facebook, post it, or call or text 585-252-WBEE. How's the year treating you so far? Can you describe your year in five words or less?
This texter saying, less work, more me time.
More me time. Okay, I get that. How about you?
Every time I go outside, I fall.
Oh, every time I go outside, I fall. I hope you're okay. Be careful. Get some better boots. The non-slip resistant bottoms.
Yes.
Maybe you need that.
Tammy checking in saying, living my best budget life.
Woo! Good for you. Help me with my budget, please. How about you? Describe this year so far for you in five words or less. 92.5 WBE, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowe, producer Hope. Tess, happy birthday. Checking in on the describe this year in five words or less. More sunshine, my birthday. There you go, Tess. Thank you so much. I like that a lot.
Gina checking in saying, less drama, more Dolly Parton.
That's actually really funny. Let's all have a better Dolly day. Come on now. Vending Chris, crazy, insane, joyful, happy, thankful. Okay. Sounds like he's got a lot going on there, but he's still very thankful. Mm-hmm. There you go. Vending Chris, thanks for making us part of your morning routine. We appreciate you.
Ben said, still not a lottery winner.
Ben, that might be mine too. Oh, I like that a lot. Describing this year so far in five words or less.
I'll do my best, maybe.
I'll do my best, maybe. That's funny. And home to your B Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowe, producer Hope. Let me get my drum roll ready. Here we go. We got another concert announcement. He has a great sense of humor. He is an incredible guitar player. Who's coming?
Brad Paisley's coming to CMAX Saturday, July 12th.
Wow, Brad Paisley. I love him. I was lucky enough to see him once before, and it just so much high energy. Guitar playing's incredible, and backstage, he's got a great sense of humor.
He's not coming alone. He's coming with Dylan Scott and Alexandra Kay. I'm so excited. I've loved Brad Paisley since I was a kid. I'm so excited he's coming this summer.
All right, CMAX, Saturday, July 12th. Tickets go on sale Friday, March 7th. This Friday at 10 a.m., Brad Paisley, tell your family, friends, and coworkers. One of my favorite songs, Mud on the Tires, American Saturday Night is another good one. What's your favorite?
I love Ticks. That's by Brad Paisley.
That's a good one. Let's go. Let's go, Ticks. Get everybody fired up. Coming to CMAC, July 12th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 92.5 WBE. You heard here first.